Hello. Today we are looking at a 4.9 million year old red wolf skull. Red wolves are a species whose number have declined enormously and are today on the brink of extinction. They are most commonly found today in North America. This fossil comes from China, and it's 4.9 million years old. It is quite an old fossil. It was only recently realized that this red wolf species is a different species to the regular or gray wolf and other wolf species. Scientists now recognize the red wolf as a separate species, particularly as a result of advances in genetics. Indeed, this fossil possesses typical red wolf features. It is therefore referred to as a red wolf fossil. Let us now have a careful look at its external appearance. Teeth are the strongest part of the body in all living things. Now, since this animal's teeth are very hard, they can, of course, fossilize right away. And because their structure does not decay, they are generally the best preserved feature in the skull. And teeth provide various pieces of information about a living thing's species. Its species was established on the basis of its teeth belonging to the species, the canines being very sharp, the front teeth small, and the molars being sharp and also having grinding properties. But evolutionists' claims, as you know, are based on the idea that various mythological creatures, complete figments of the imagination, have lived up to the present day, particularly since the Cambrian explosion. But no fossils belonging to these mythical creatures has ever been found. They say that a huge fictitious beast was the ancestor of the wolf. But there is no difference between all the fossil wolf skulls so far discovered and specimens living today, or, if the species in question has since become extinct, between the first and last known fossils. They all bear the same wolf characteristics and show that wolves have never been anything else than land-dwelling wolves. In the light of the evidence revealed by paleontology, all the members of the dog and wolf family, from red wolves to gray wolves, and from wild dogs to normal dogs, were all created in a single moment by Allah. They have not, as evolutionists maintain, come down to the present day by way of gradual changes from some other species. All fossils show us the beauty and distinct nature of Allah's creation.